This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly with a huge fire which broke out at a Montgomery County warehouse Monday. It took an incredible response of manpower to put the blaze out, and we felt ripple effects of the fire for days. Let's bring in KYW's Tim Jimenez, who spent several days covering this story for us. And Tim, first give us the basics here. What happened?
Well, Matt, it was close to 10 o'clock Monday night when there was an explosion inside the SPS Technologies factory in Jenkintown. Daniel Trimble works there, and he describes what his second shift co-worker told him.
It filled up with black smoke, and they just started heading out, getting out.
Fortunately, all 60 of the workers on duty got out safely. No one was hurt. Really remarkable, since officials say there were more explosions that happened and flames spread quickly. And this turned into a four-alarmer, so hundreds of firefighters, many of them volunteers, came out here from nearly 70 different fire companies. The fire was raging and ripping through this century-plus-old building, and because of air quality concerns, there was this thick black smoke pouring out. A shelter-in-place went into effect within a one-mile radius around SPS. Now, the morning after, so we're talking about Tuesday, officials gave an update, and it sounded like the situation had stabilized. But then a few hours later, after a press conference, there was a flare-up, apparently another explosion. And I was nearby the factory when this happened, and all of a sudden, it wasn't just white smoke coming out. It was thick plumes of black smoke. So officials then set up a voluntary evacuation zone. People in about 250 homes closest to the fire scene, they were asked to leave. That includes Candace Marcolina.
I had to move two dogs and me out of the area for about 24 hours. It was crazy.
Before leaving, she said there was an overpowering rubbery chemical smell and she got headaches. Fortunately, Matt, the next day, you know, we're talking about Wednesday here, they were able to get the all clear and they went back home.
What happens at this factory? What do they do? What was housed there?
SPS was founded in the early 1900s. The company makes nuts and bolts for the aerospace industry. Nick Daniello, who lives nearby, gave us some insight into what it was like in there. He was an intern 15 years ago with the company.
Some of the old machinery in there, 100-year-old machinery that was first used to make ammunition back in the Great War in World War I. A lot of that same machinery was still being used to make aerospace fasteners. And a lot of that stuff will just never be replaced. They just don't make things like that anymore.
So it sounds like one of the officials that's been talking, the Abington chief of police, talked about chemicals there that could have led to like a really serious situation, maybe even a mass casualty situation. What are we talking about here? Could there still be a danger here?
Now, fortunately, Matt, and that's a great question, officials say the chemicals were isolated in a part of the complex that was not touched by fire. Abington officials, including the chief, say they work with SPS all the time and were familiar with the exact kind of chemicals that are inside the building and where they were. So the focus was to make sure that those chemicals were protected. And fortunately, that was the case. These chemicals did not come in contact with the fire. Had that happened, yeah, we're talking about a more serious situation. situation for the air quality and not just for the residents, of course, but of course, those first responders who went close by.
Environmental concerns. Dig into that a little more.
Yeah, you know, of course, the big questions. Is the air safe? Is the water supply safe? Officials say the testing has come back negative every step of the way, and they will continue to test for some time just to make sure nothing changes. Now, initially, because of these concerns, Abington, Cheltenham, and Jenkintown school districts closed as a precaution. Abington and Cheltenham resumed first on Thursday. Jenkintown started up again Friday, but left virtual as an option because some families evacuated and even left the state because of their concerns.
Do we have a cause yet, or is it too soon for that?
Too soon, Matt. The fire marshal says it'll take weeks. The ATF is helping out as well. Investigators, it was tough for them to initially go in because of the lingering hotspots and the icy conditions here.
And had this factory had any history of issues?
First, officials say the sprinkler system was out of service at the facility at the time of the fire. But because the company has its own fire watch and a fire brigade on site, and they took other necessary measures, they didn't violate any rules. They were able to operate. We did see SPS reached an agreement with the EPA to pay a $109,000 fine back 2 years ago. Inspectors said they were storing chemicals without a permit, and some of the containers were not properly labeled. If any of that had anything to do with this fire, of course, the fire marshal and federal investigators are just going to be looking at every aspect of all this.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us. We are just getting started on The Week in Philly. Much more coming up. Don't go away.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.